From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is hosting China's President Xi Jinping at a state dinner after an extensive meeting on Friday. During his toast, Mr. Obama said that there would be times where there are differences between the two countries, but there will be times when their interests overlap. However, the president said he thinks what will be sustained is the friendship between the United States and China, the foundation of the ties between their two peoples. Mr. Xi called for the two nations to continue to respect and learn from each other and to turn a blueprint into reality. At an afternoon news conference after their meeting, Mr. Obama said he and Mr. Xi had agreed to cooperate against cybercrime and espionage.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
The two men also discussed human rights, climate change, and China's controversial territorial claims over islands in the South China Sea. Pope Francis travels to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Saturday, the third stop of a U.S. trip that included talks with President Obama, an address to Congress, and a mass in New York City's Madison Square Garden. The pontiff wrapped up his events Friday with the mass before about 20,000 people. In his homily, Francis said the people of God are called upon to contemplate the great light of God's presence among them. The mass ended a busy day in New York, where the pontiff addressed the UN General Assembly. It took part in an interfaith service at the September 11th memorial and visited schoolchildren in Harlem. This is VOA News. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, announced his resignation from Congress on Friday. The Ohio Republican said he will give up his seat at the end of October because prolonged turmoil over his leadership would do irreparable harm to the House.
And listen, it was never about the vote, all right? There was never any doubt about whether I could survive a vote. I don't want my members to have to go through this. I certainly don't want the institution to go through this.
At the White House, President Obama praised Boehner, calling him a patriot who cares deeply about his country. An intense fight between the Republican Party's establishment leadership and hardcore conservatives has repeatedly threatened Boehner's speakership and split the GOP caucus. Right-wing members have challenged Boehner on everything from federal spending to anti-abortion fights. Before he leaves office, however, the speaker has to find some way to come up with a budget plan before next week. That's when the U.S. government will run out of money on October 1st, and a partial government shutdown could occur. Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected by the stampede in near Mecca that killed at least 717 people. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran Friday with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the catastrophic accident in the midst of Thursday's annual gathering of devout Muslims. Authorities in Iran said at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush in Mina on the outskirts of Mecca. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of the annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and expressed his deep condolences for the casualties. Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA President Sepp Blatter involving his possible criminal mismanagement of the Football Federation's funds. The Swiss Attorney General's office said Friday that its representatives interrogated Blatter after a meeting, that is, of FIFA's executive committee in Zurich. They said that evidence was seized during a search of Blatter's office. Swiss authorities have been following up allegations of mismanagement and money laundering connected to FIFA's selection of Russia and Qatar as hosts of football's World Cup championship tournaments in 2018 and 2022, respectively. And a panda cub is usually not named until it's 100 days old, but when the president of China and his wife are in town, an exception is made. A cub born last month here in Washington was given the name Bebe, which means precious treasure. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.